Welcome to morning prayer and worship. This is the fifth Wednesday in the season of Lent in the church calendar. I'm so glad that you're here. My name is Ben. As always, you can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. It'd be our honor and our joy to pray for you and with you.
Wandering full of fear, lost hope has disappeared. Thirsty and satisfied, but I hear the roar of the waterfall. I'm gonna run into fall into your grace, drown my desert with your flood, long to see you face to face. I wanna feel your power in this holy encounter. Dwelling with you on high, changing my heart, my mind. You cover me with your wings, you hide me here, make my spirit sing. I wanna run into your love and fall into your grace, drown my desert with your flood, long to see you face to face. I wanna feel your power in this holy encounter. Fill me with your fire, with dreams, with eyes to see. I've grown so tired of feeling weary. All I want is to receive, to believe. And I'm gonna run into your love and fall into your grace, drown my desert with your flood, long to see you face to face. I wanna feel your power. I need to know your power here in this holy encounter.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
I'm gonna run into your love and fall into your grace, drown my desert with your flood. Long to see you face to face. I need to know your power. I wanna feel your power. In this holy encounter.
Psalm 119, 145 through 176. I call with my whole heart, answer me, O Lord, that I may keep your statutes. I call to you, O, that you would save me, I will keep your decrees. Early in the morning I cry out to you, for in your word is my trust. My eyes are open in the night watches, that I may meditate upon your promise. Hear my voice, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. According to your judgments, give me life. They draw near who in malice persecute me. They are very far from your law. You, O Lord, are near at hand, and all your commandments are true. Long have I known from your decrees that you have established them forever. Behold my affliction and deliver me. For I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. According to your promise, give me life. Deliverance is far from the wicked, for they do not study your statutes. Great is your compassion, O Lord. Preserve my life according to your judgments. There are many who persecute and oppress me, yet I have not swerved from your decrees. I look with loathing at the faithless, for they have not kept your word. See how I love your commandments. O Lord, in your mercy, preserve me. The heart of your word is truth. All your righteous judgments endure forevermore. Rulers have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. I am as glad because of your promise as one who finds great spoils. As for lies, I hate and abhor them. But your law is my love. 7 times a day do I praise you because of your righteous judgments. Great peace have they who love your law. For them there is no stumbling block. I have hoped for your salvation, O Lord, and I have fulfilled your commandments. I have kept your decrees, and I have loved them deeply. I have kept your commandments and decrees, for all my ways are before you. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your promise. My lips shall pour forth your praise when you teach me your statutes. My tongue shall sing of your promise, for all your commandments are righteous. Let your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your commandments. I long for your salvation, O Lord. And your law is my delight. Let me live, and I will praise you, and let your judgments help me. I have gone astray like a sheep that is lost. Search for your servant, for I do not forget your commandments.
In the morning, I wait for you. In the morning, I wait for you, and in the evening I listen for your voice. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 1 through 16. Jesus left Capernaum and went to the region of Judea and beyond the Jordan. And crowds again gathered around him, and as was his custom, he again taught them. Some Pharisees came, and to test him, they asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered them, "What did Moses command you?" And they said, "Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of dismissal and to divorce her." But Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote this commandment for you. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate." Then in the house, the disciples asked him again about this matter. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them.
This is the word. The Lord, thanks be to God, thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this fifth Wednesday in the season of Lent in the church calendar. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. To lead us in a time of guided prayer, I'll give prompts, continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life today. Begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, frustrations, circumstances, struggles. Lay it all before him now. He loves you. Thank you.
we come with a childlike faith, Lord. With a childlike faith, Lord.
Family, immediate family, extended family, whatever that means in your life today, pray for them now.
Childlike faith, Lord.
Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, whoever the Lord pops into your head right now, lift them up.
Childlike faith, Lord.
Enemies, pray for your enemies. Bless those who curse you.
May we come with childlike faith, Lord.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Come with childlike faith. The faith that pleases the Lord today. Amen. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries, my ministry in which we encourage and produce content related to worship and prayer, the devotional life, walking with Jesus. BenWardMusic.com/donate. Bye-bye.